Dreamscape presents Snared, Escape to the Above. Written by Adam J. Epstein. Narrated by Nick Mondelli. 1. The Trapsmith of Carrion Tomb. Giant slug slime is a sticky mess to clean up. It isn't like troll sweat, which forms yellow trickles along the cracks in the ground and can be easily soaked up with a rag. Or better yet, like dragon drool, which evaporates as soon as it makes contact with the ground. No, giant slug slime hardens quickly into a thick sap that holds fast to every surface it touches. With a sigh, Wiley pulled out his pocket chisel and began to scrape the green speckled gunk off the stone floor of the summoning chamber. Cleaning up was the most boring of all his trapsmith duties, but it was also really important. If Wiley didn't remove the fallen shields and weapons of the countless knights, wizards, and elves who were captured in the attempt to loot the legendary hidden treasures of Carrion Tomb, they'd be piled up all the way to the ceiling by now. As trapsmith, Wiley was responsible for keeping the underground tomb operating smoothly. First and foremost, he designed, built, and fixed all the traps that were hidden throughout the snaking corridors and gloomy chambers. But that was just the tip of the stalagmite. He also had to feed and train the magical beasts, sharpen the swords of the hobgoblets, and degrease the doors to make sure they squeaked spookily. He was in charge of decorating the tomb as well, carefully placing skulls and rusty shackles to set the spine-chilling mood. In spite of all these important duties, though, he seemed to spend most of his time cleaning.
"Many apologies for the mess," burbled a giant slug in gargled tongue from a shadowy corner of the chamber. "When I'm nervous, I tend to slime a lot."
The slug, which was 3 times as tall as Wiley and had green and red stripes that stretched from her head to her tail, peeked out from behind a stone column. "It's nothing to feel bad about," Wiley gargled back. "You did a great job knocking out this dwarf. He was a sneaky one, got past a lot of the traps, but not you." Wiley gestured to the short and stocky dwarven warrior passed out in his equipment wagon, snoring heavily through his potato-sized nose and braided nostril hair. The giant slug lifted her eye stalks proudly.
"I grabbed him with my tail and shook him just like you taught me,"
the slug replied modestly. Once the last glob of slug slime was finally dislodged, Wiley grabbed a brush and dustpan off the side of his equipment wagon and swept the bits into a bucket he had made from the steel boot of a captured knight. Then he stepped back to survey his work. The ground glimmered ominously in the flickering light of the wall-mounted torches. Wiley thought that Stalag, the master of Carrion Tomb and his surrogate father, would be pleased. Bending down, Wiley picked up a cloth satchel that had fallen off the shoulder of the dwarf during his battle with the slug. He loosened the drawstrings and peered inside to find a large chunk of unsalted meat. Although it smelled terrible, he threw it into a bin mounted on the side of his wagon. It would make a small but tasty treat for the amoeboleth. The trick with all monstrous blobs was to feed them just enough to prevent them from shriveling, while keeping them always hungry and eager to swallow up a trespassing knight. Fortunately, they weren't picky eaters.
"I'll be more tidy next time,"
the giant slug gargled as Wiley wheeled the equipment cart toward the chamber's exit archway. Wiley pushed the wheeled equipment cart down a wide hall, leaving the summoning chamber and giant slug behind. He was careful to avoid the pressure plates checkering the floor. If he accidentally stepped on...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?